Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes. And let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Magic Milkweed. It was a bright and sunny day as the caterpillars stretched and crawled out onto the center of the milkweed leaf. Marley's tummy grumbled loudly. It was time to eat. She and Mac had grown a lot, but they were still so hungry. The little monarch caterpillar dug right in. Nom, 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 nom. Marley nibbled and crunched the milkweed leaf. A big hole developed in the leaf. It grew and grew until the leaf was gone. Marley, a little surprised, held on to the stem and looked below her. There was Mac, busily munching on another leaf. Marley waved at Mac as she climbed past him and over to the next leaf. He smiled with a mouthful of milkweed and then went right back to munching. Nom, 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 nom. The milkweed was so delicious, Mac kept on eating and eating. The hole in the leaf grew and grew until that leaf was gone. Mac, a little surprised, held onto the stem of the plant and looked around for the next leaf. Marley had already begun nibbling on her next leaf, and it was halfway gone. Mac spotted another leaf, and so he climbed down to reach it. On and on, the two caterpillars munched their way down the milkweed until there were no leaves left. Mac and Marley had eaten the plant down to the ground. Still hungry, they searched for another milkweed plant. A shadow flickered across their faces, and the caterpillars looked up to see a beautiful black and orange butterfly dancing on the breeze. It settled down on a tall plant, wings slowly opening and closing. Mac and Marley realized the plant was another milkweed. The two caterpillars made their way over to the butterfly plant. This time, they started munching the bottom leaves and slowly made their way up. Nom, 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 nom. Mac and Marley began to chew a little slower and slower. Finally, Mac and Marley felt full and were very sleepy. It was time to find a place to rest. The dragon was amazed at how big the little bitty caterpillars had grown and how much they had eaten. Noticing that the caterpillars seemed to be slowing down, the observant dragon thought Mac and Marley might need a nap. The dragon watched as the caterpillars climbed into a bush near the entrance to the cozy cave. The dragon felt glad. It would be easy to protect them there. Mac and Marley found a sturdy branch and spun a little pad of silk on the bottom of the branch. Each caterpillar hooked onto its own little pad and turned upside down. Mac yawned and said, "Good night, Marley." Marley yawned too and said, "Good night, Mac." Then the two caterpillars began to shed their skin, revealing a light green chrysalis. With a full belly, Mac yawned again. It had been an exciting morning. He had eaten an entire milkweed plant with Marley's help. As each caterpillar relaxed in their chrysalis, they wished everyone well and thought of all they had to be grateful for. Mac and Marley were grateful to have plenty of delicious milkweed to eat. They were happy to have a friend to share each moment. Both caterpillars were especially thankful and excited to be resting in their chrysalis. They wondered what would happen next. Mac and Marley closed their eyes and then relaxed. They took a deep dragon breath in and out. Each tiny caterpillar took another deep dragon breath. Calmed and smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. their minds quieted, and Mac and Marley fell asleep, dreaming of the beautiful orange and black butterfly they had seen. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.